Tomorrow's World Commentary, November 5th, 2025. Jesus Wept, by Josh Lyons. Read by William Williams. Article begins. During Jesus Christ's lifetime as a human being, he was often deeply moved with compassion for people who were sick, blind, crippled, hungry, or suffering from other problems, such as demon possession or grief over the death of a loved one. He was sincerely concerned about the suffering and misfortune that people were going through. We find several examples of Jesus' compassion in the Bible, including instances when he was even moved to tears. Jesus' compassion for people and their suffering was one of his many perfect character traits, all of which we can genuinely appreciate, emulate, and be inspired by. Many have lost jobs and are struggling to buy food, and the future is far from certain across all levels of society. Others have lost friends or family members, or even their own lives, from the many trials and dangers of this age, including disease and drug epidemics and wars or terrorism. Now is a good time to feel compassion for others, like Jesus did. One of my favorite examples of Jesus showing compassion is in Matthew 20, verses 29 to 34. This passage describes the time Jesus was leaving Jericho, as a large group followed him. As Jesus and the people walked, they passed by two blind men sitting by the road. When the two men realized Jesus was in the group walking by, they cried out for him to have mercy on them and to heal them. Seemingly, they had already heard of Jesus and his power to heal. Some people in the crowd warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out even more. They desperately asked to be healed because they believed that Jesus could relieve them of their blindness. Verses 32 to 34 describe a very special moment. So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. This story of Jesus' compassion and life-changing power to heal is very touching, and might even bring tears to our eyes. Perhaps the two men had tears flow from their healed eyes. The men longed for their eyes to be opened and to receive relief from their suffering. As Jesus heard their cry for help, he was moved with compassion, and then he acted on that compassion. For the rest of their lives, the two men probably told that story hundreds of times. The Bible records many other examples of Jesus having compassion for the sick, blind, lame, and suffering. He healed many who were afflicted with demons, Matthew 8, verse 16. He even raised some people from the dead out of compassion for the family who was grieving. In Luke 7, verses 11 to 15, we read about the time that Jesus met a widow in the city of Nain. This is what Jesus did once he met her and realized she was a widow, and it was her only son who died. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he, that is Jesus, presented him to his mother. This is one of the many heartwarming examples of Jesus being moved with compassion, and as this example shows, he especially helped people with severe trials, such as this woman who had previously lost her husband and now her only son. Jesus taught and lived the heart and soul of the religion that would bear his name, which was to help and care for others, especially the ones in greatest need. Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, and James 1, verse 27. Jesus had great empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Knowing beforehand that he would raise Lazarus from the grave, Jesus wept when Mary lamented before him, groaning in his spirit when he saw the unbelief of those who lacked the faith that even the dead could be raised by his Father's power. John 11, verse 28 to 42. He lamented over all of Israel for their loss of faith and their unbelief. Matthew 23, verse 37. He cared deeply about how people felt, how they were suffering, and the details of their lives. He still does. Hebrews 4, verse 15. As we think about Jesus' examples, we can grow in compassion, which can motivate us to offer help, support, encouragement, and prayers for those in need. This will help us get a little closer to achieving the marvelous goal of developing Jesus Christ's beautiful mind, Philippians 2, verse 5. And we can remember the glorious, hopeful promise in his resurrection and his soon coming return to earth as King of Kings. End of article. Literature offer. If you would like to learn more, be sure to listen to the Tomorrow's World telecasts, Why, If God Is Love, ... and The Most Important Man That Ever Lived.